Aqui, ó.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Manachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Kacharya Stotara Sata Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Iskan Vibhiti Fangra Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. All glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees, all glories to the assembly of devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today's reading is from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text Number 40. Tavad etyatma bhuratma manena trutya nehasa Purovad abdham kridantam dadrishe sakalam harim tavad etyatma bhuratma manena trutya nehasa Purovad abdham kridantam Dadrishe sakalam harim Tavad etyatma bhuratma Manena trutyanehasa Purovad abdham kridantam Dadrishe sakalam harim Tavaretyatma bhuratma manena trutyanehasa Purovadabdham kridantam dadrishe sakalam harim Tavaretyatma bhuratma Manena trutyanehasa Purovadabdham kridantam dadrishe sakalam harim भावरित्यात्म भूरात्मा मानेन तृप्त्यनेहस प्रोभदाब्धं क्रीडन्तं ददृशे सकलं हरिं.
Vaishnavis.
Anuradhyatma Bhuratma Anina Tityane Hasa Prohadam Pidantam Adrishe Sakalam Harim. Purovarabdham kridantam dadrishe sakalam harim.
No students today, well, few students today. You like to try, Divya? Or the two of you? Try. Go ahead, you're a representative of all the students today. Oh, yeah, move to a good spot so you could see it. Tavad.
Tavad ityatma bhuratma. Manena trutyanehasa. Purovarabdham kridantam dadrishe sakalam harim.
Haribo! That was very nice. When you're in a group, you're not on the spotlight. So, get a chance to hear them well today. Thank you very much. That was very wonderful. The last time I gave class... Well, not the last time, maybe the previous to the last. I got a letter from the Audharya Bhavan. You know what's the Audharya Bhavan? It's one of the classes in the school, certain age group. So they wrote this nice letter to me saying that we're sorry that we made so much noise when we were leaving and we disturbed the class. So I thought that was very nice of them to write. And all of them signed their names. So I thought it was very, very nice of them to do that, and I'm sure the teachers also probably encouraged them to write. They're quite quiet today. Okay, so word for word, we can all do it together.
Tavat,
for so long.
Etya,
after returning.
Atmabhu,
Lord Brahma.
Atmamanena,
by his, Lord Brahma's own measurement.
Truti anehasa,
by a moment's time.
Purahavat,
just as previously.
Aabdam,
for 1 year,
by human measurement of time.
Kridantam,
playing,
dadrishe,
he saw,
sakalam,
along with his expansions,
harim,
Lord Hari,
Shri Krishna. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Brahma returned after a moment of time had passed, according to his own measurement, he saw that although by human measurement a complete year had passed, Lord Krishna, after all that time, was engaged just as before in playing with the boys and calves who were his expansions. Purport. Lord Brahma had gone away for only a moment of his time, but when he returned, a year of human time had passed. On different planets, the calculation of time is different. To give an example,
a man-made satellite may orbit the Earth in an hour and 25 minutes and thus complete one full day, although a day ordinarily takes 24 hours for those living on Earth. Therefore, what was but a moment for Brahma was 1 year on Earth. Krishna continued to expand himself in so many forms for 1 year, but by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, no one could understand this but Balaram. After one moment of Brahma's calculation, Brahma came back to see the fun caused by his stealing the boys and calves. But he was also afraid that he was playing with fire. Krishna was his master, and he had played mischief for fun by taking away Krishna's calves and boys. He was really anxious, so he did not stay away very long. He came back after a moment of his calculation. When Brahma returned, he saw that all the boys, calves and cows were playing with Krishna in the same way as when he had come upon them. By Krishna's display of Yoga Maya, the same pastimes were going on without any change. On the day when Lord Brahma had first come, Baladev could not go with Krishna and the cowherd boys, for it was his birthday, and his mother had kept him back for the proper ceremonial bath called Shantika Snan. There are different kinds of bath. This one is called Shantika. You probably heard of the Avabritta and others. Therefore, Lord Baladev was not taken by Brahma at that time. Now, one year later, Brahma returned, and because he returned on exactly the same day, Baladev was again kept at home for his birthday. Therefore, although this verse mentions that Brahma saw Krishna and all the cowherd boys, Baladev is not mentioned. It was 5 or 6 days earlier that Baladev had inquired from Krishna about the extraordinary affection of the cows and cowherd men. But now, when Brahma returned, Brahma saw that all the calves and cowherd boys playing with Krishna as expansions of Krishna, but he did not see Baladev. As in the previous year, Lord Baladev did not go to the woods on the day Lord Brahma appeared there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Vrvahupamiti Namini Shri Shri Vindati Vivira Padapanka Jarayani Prabhupada Nuvadaya Namaha Shri Vrvahavi Nama om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Viranta Swamiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatya Deshitarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again. When Lord Brahma returned after a moment of time had passed, according to his own measurement, he saw that although by human measurement a complete year had passed, Lord Krishna, after all that time, was engaged just as before in playing with the boys and calves who were his expansions. So there are basically two types of Maya. There are different kinds of Maya, but all the Maya of the world can be put into two categories. Tamahar Prabhu was giving class last time, he gave, not probably a couple of weeks ago, and he just was describing the difference between Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. So everything can fall in these two categories of Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Mahamaya acts in this world as Durga Devi, and Yoga Maya is controlled by Krishna. So here we see the work of Yoga Maya acting. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport here describes that Lord Brahma was trying to make fun with Krishna, play a little trick on Krishna. And even in
Srila Prabhupada's own life, there are quite a few devotees who have given testimony of them trying to play trick with Prabhupada. One devotee, on these memory tapes, you can see them actually, memory DVDs, you see some of them. One devotee, he told his friend that he would like to get the prasadam shoes from Prabhupada. He would like to get the shoes just like he was wearing. So what he did, he had this idea, and his friend said, "Well, what idea do you have?" He said, "Well, what I will do is I'll buy a new pair of shoes, exactly like the one he's wearing now." And he did. And he said, "I'll sneak upstairs and I'll put the new shoes and I'll take the old ones." And then when Srila Prabhupada come down, he would leave his shoes right outside the temple room. I will exchange them again, so Prabhupada would wear my new shoes, and then I'll take back my shoes, and I'll give him back his old one. So it was not to be, because when Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada wore the new shoes downstairs, but this time they didn't leave the shoes outside for him to take. The other devotees took it inside. So when he was there, so now he was puzzled as what to do. He's now trying to play trick with Srila Prabhupada. And so in the end, what happened, Srila Prabhupada went back upstairs and he called him in. Prabhupada knew that he was trying to do this. So when he called him in front of him, he said, "Don't try to play trick with your spiritual master." But now you can take back your shoes, so like that. So sometimes we may also do some things like that. But Krishna, he is the knower of everything, past, present, and future. He knows everything that is going on. Here, Lord Brahma, he is doing the same thing. And by Krishna's grace, he would be bewildered. And by Krishna's mercy, he will be corrected and become free of the illusion. Because he was completely bewildered seeing the calves and boys that he locked up in the cave. That they were there, he saw them there. And then he came over here and he saw the same boys and calves playing with Krishna. That is bewildering. I just saw them there, but they're also over here. Did that ever happen to you? Did it ever happen to you? It's a bewildering thing. If you say that, you will probably, I will get very, very scared, you know, of seeing the same thing, say two different places at the same time. I would think, well, what's wrong with me? Maybe I'm getting cuckoo or something. So this is what's happening to Lord Brahma. Now, so these illusions are there in the world. There are different kinds of illusions. And here is the illusion of yoga maya is acting. Sometimes Krishna, just to perform his pastimes, he would cover someone. Like that, just before this, we talked about how Mother Yashoda, she went to take care of the milk on the stove because the milk was boiling over, and Krishna got very angry. And then he started to do his mischievous things of breaking yogurt and feeding it to the monkeys and so forth. And then she tried to bind him and took all the rope, and it was two fingers short. And then she get all the other rope, and you would expect that this all these other ropes should be enough to bind Krishna. But somehow Krishna doesn't allow it. So it was still two fingers short. So how is that possible? So everything in spiritual life is like that, is mysterious. Srila Prabhupada said in quoting Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that this ancient science is today taught by me to you, Arjuna, because you are my devotee and you are my friend. So this mystery of this ancient science has to be given by Krishna. So we are very fortunate that we have access to this information. So in the course of time, we have seen how so many devotees mentioned in the Bhagavatam, and I guess those are just the ones mentioned in Bhagavatam. There's so many others outside of the Bhagavatam. Like there's so many demons who were killed by Krishna every day, somebody mentioned the other day. But only a few of them we are hearing about. Every day Krishna is killing so many, so it added up to so many thousands of them. So this illusion is there, and we are in this world because of our own disobedience of the Lord. And as soon as one disobeys Krishna, immediately he falls into illusion. As soon as one forgets Krishna, he becomes fearful. So illusion is actually a mode of ignorance, illusion. So Mahamaya acts in such a way, in chapter 2, text 62 and 63, it's a good description. Dhyayato vishayam pumsam sangasteshu pajayate, sangas sanjayate kama, kamat krodho bijayate. What does it mean? While contemplating the objects of the senses, a person develops attachment for them. And from such attachment, lust develops. And from lust, anger arises. Srila Prabhupada describes lust as wanting to enjoy outside of Krishna. You want something so badly that we don't care what the reactions would be, or what the result would be, or what the suffering would be. We wanted something so badly, and we're determined to get it, not thinking of what the reactions would be. So what happens? He first of all contemplates, and then he becomes attached to it, and then lust develops. And after he doesn't get what he wants, then he becomes angry. Then the next verse says, Krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vibhrama. Smriti bramshad buddhinasho. Smriti means remembrance, and buddhi means intelligence. Smriti bramshad buddhinasho, buddhinashat pranashyati. Pranashyati, it means the same thing as it sounds. Pranashyati is destroyed. So from anger, complete delusion arises. And from delusion, also illusion. From this delusion, bewilderment of memory. Memory is bewildered. Can't think clearly. When a memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And this is a scary situation, when intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one falls down again into the material pool. This happens to me a lot. So I'm conscious of this. So these things are there, and all of this information is there, and we are very fortunate to be able to contact it. There's so many billions of people on the planet who don't know this information. They don't have access to it. And that's why our job is to go out and give others this information. How nice it would be if everyone gets this information and actually act on it, isn't it? The whole world will be a peaceful place. Now the elections is very much in the air, and everyone is trying, both sides are trying to show how they could make it better. But the experts in the field of economics and so forth, they are saying, but neither of you could do it, because if you do it like this, you will fall short here, and if you do it like that, you will fall short there. So, but someone has to do it. So the point is that this type of illusion is there. And there are different examples. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the living entities are put into delusion. They're even born into illusion. It says, Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata Sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa Ichcha and Dvesha, you probably know these two words. It's a very famous words. Ichcha and Dvesha. Ichcha means desire and Dvesha means hate. So delusion, I mean hatred and desire. O scion of Bharata, Krishna says, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion. We are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arising from desire and hate. So what chance is there for a living entity? You're born with delusion. It's not like you pick it up along the way. Everyone who comes to this world, we are coming with this baggage. It's like you go to the intensive care unit, you have a certain uniform on. If you go into jail, you get a blue uniform on. When we were taking the course to go into the prison house to help the prisoners, the teacher said, don't ever come in blue because they might mistake you for a prisoner. Because all the prisoners, they wear blue. Don't wear blue. Wear any other color, but don't blue. So there is this uniform. We have this uniform. Apart from having this body, which gives so much trouble, so many thousands of things can go wrong with this body. There's so many departments of trying to fix this and fix that and so on, and all the bodily parts and so many things are there. There is this this hate and these desires, material desires. So what does one do having all these things? We have seen Lord Brahma himself previously had difficulty. Indra, so many difficulties of trying to control the senses. So all of us, we're suffering from this delusion, from this illusion. And luckily for us, we have this Krishna consciousness information. When Lord Shiva was captured by the beauty of a Mohini Murti, it was by the grace of the Lord. It was only by the grace of the Lord that he was able to get out of it. He caught himself. Lord Brahma also. And Indra, he was cursed by Brihaspati to become a pig, to become a hog. And Lord Brahma himself had to come and tell him, but Indra, please come back. Your time of suffering is over. Please come back now and take up your position as the king of heaven. You are the king of heaven. You're supposed to be on the throne. What are you doing here? Your time is over. Your punishment is over. Now please come back. No, no, no. I have my family members here. I have my nice piggy wife and all my little piggy children. I cannot go. Who is going to take care of them? So this is the illusion one can actually fall into. And also Arjuna tells Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, he said, by my hearing instructions, Arjuna is telling Krishna, because Krishna asked him, is your illusion now gone? And Arjuna replies, by my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled. Mohoyam vigato mama. Means my illusion has now been dispelled. And in the next verse, it's a famous verse. Nashto moha smriti labhra. Nashto, like pranashyati, nashto, destroyed. Moha, the illusion is now destroyed. Smritir means remembrance, and labdha means to regain, to get it back. So my illusion is now destroyed, and my remembrance, I have regained it. My dear Krishna, O infallible one, my illusion is now gone. I have regained my memory. And how? How do we regain that memory? How do we become free of illusion? by Krishna Prasada. By the mercy, I regain my memory by your mercy. I am now firm and free from doubt, and I'm prepared to act according to your instructions. So what's a nice position to be in? I was down, and now I am firm and free to act by your mercy. So this is where we would like to go. This is where we want to be. We want to be firm and brave and be a fighting soldier for Krishna, be a yes man for Krishna. This is what Prabhupada was. You look at Srila Prabhupada's life, you see, so brave and so willing to accept any situation that comes, accept it as a mercy of Krishna, whether it is negative or positive or minus, or he is willing to act on it and becoming so strong. And one can be strong as long as he is in contact with Krishna. But the more we are hearing about Krishna, Prana Govinda Prabhu, whenever you go into his store, I don't go very much, but every time I go in there, he's constantly talking and he has so many books, so many scriptures on his tables. And he's and all of them have some writing in it. He's always making notes. And anybody who comes in, the customers who come in, I don't know how you do any business. I guess your business is the scriptures. But constantly in this mood, constantly in that consciousness. So many things could go in our mind. There's so many things happening around the world. And anyone that we are attracted to, we get carried away by it. If we are attracted to, you know, this deviation, or attracted to the politics, or attracted to, you know, the children, or attracted to the problems of the management, all these things could be going on in our mind all day long, and we could have so many answers in our mind for all these different things. But we lose the chance, if we have these other things, we lose the chance to fill our mind with Krishna. So we enslave ourselves. We put a fence around our own self. In other words, we imprison ourselves by the things we think about. So I'll stop here. There are a couple of things else I like to say, but I'll stop here and see if there are any questions or comments. Mahananda Prabhu, very enthusiastic to ask that question or make that comment.
Is lost, and I was remembering a purport or a lecture by Prabhupada that I read many years ago, and I've never run across it again. And Prabhupada was talking about the material world, and he was saying about the elements. There's earth, fire, water, air, intelligence, ether, and he said within the material world there are sciences that we can deal with each one of these. He talks about the earth, there's geology, or there's so many ways that you can deal with the things in the earth. Physics, and with water, there's hydraulics. With fire, there's thermodynamics. All the way up to the mind, there's psychology and psychiatry. But he said with intelligence, there is no science within the material world to deal with it. And he said the Bhagavad Gita is the science that we have to deal with the loss of intelligence or to repair our intelligence. So the example is, of course, Arjuna, when his intelligence was bewildered. He had no way to deal with it. Within the material world, there was no science in order to repair lost intelligence. And it's a very nice purport. I don't even know if people have read this. I don't know if it's something obscure. I've never run across it again in all these years. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it would be nice to mention that.
Thank you. Yeah, you can get intelligence by simply, what does Prabhupada say? You bring a flower to Krishna. Mahananda Prabhu, every time he comes, he doesn't come to the temple unless he brings something and put it in that basket there for the Lord. So Even if you just bring a flower or a fruit and you give it to Krishna, your intelligence would be restored, and there's no doubt about it. Or, like Lord Chaitanya speaks about that sadhu who was, he had the Bhagavad Gita turned upside down and he was reading, and he was crying. So he, obviously, he had the intelligence, even though he was not capable enough to read the book itself, but he understood the essence, and therefore he was crying. How wonderful is my Lord! He's driving the chariot of Arjuna. He has taken such a humble position. So that kind of intelligence is required. Yeah. Oh, I thought I saw someone's hand up. Pran Govindabhu.
Bhagavatam, intelligent means not knowledge. Intelligent means there has to be discrimination power. Mm. Intelligent means a power which discriminate. But you cannot have a discrimination unless you have a reason. Krishna is Supreme Lord eternally. I am His eternal servant. I have a relation. These are the reason that back our consciousness to do things every day we do. Mm. So otherwise, that is intelligent. Prabhupada did give very vast explanation in the third canto beginning, where the intelligent means there has to be discrimination power. Then he goes with discrimination power from where? There has to be reason. So Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada instruction, these are reason that what we follow. Why we follow? Because Prabhupada wants us to follow. Why? Because that is ultimate goal. So like there has to be reason backing the discrimination power. Okay, we don't want to do illegal activity. Why? Because that will harm us. There has to be constant discrimination power by the Prabhupada's knowledge and following his instruction. Then it is intelligent. Otherwise it cannot be. Knowledge is not intelligent. There's a vast difference. Following the knowledge under guidance is executed as intelligent.
Thank you very much. That was good. Anything else from over here? Mother Indrani? Okay, yeah, Madan Mohan.
I just remember how Prabhupada defined it in the Bhagavad Gita. He said it was the power to analyze something in the proper perspective. That, and then, as you pointed out, how you lose it is when your consciousness goes into the senses as sense objects, as opposed to it belonging to Krishna to be used in His service. It gets depersonalized into an object, which is matter. And then the senses, it's lost. And then there was that verse, the four Kumaras was speaking to Maharaj Prithu in the fourth canto. And he says, when one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to recognize his position and to remember his previous one. And he says that at that time, all his information is based on a false platform. Mm-hmm. And when this occurs, the sages say that the soul is lost. 4:22-31.
Good. Thanks for the verse. Ramya Prabhu and then Pushkar.
But there also seems to be something beyond reasoning that has to happen because, you know, even we may understand that we'll be in a superior position. Serving Krishna and be much more enjoyable. No inebrities, no problems. Still there is, the soul has a causeless unwillingness to surrender to Krishna. And that still has to be overcome for us to actually use our reason correctly.
Causeless unwillingness.
Prabhupada did say that the difference between material intelligence and spiritual intelligence is also in second canto, that where he quoted by from Bhagavad Gita, Bhoga Isharja Prasaktanam Taya Purita Chetusam, that Chetusa is the intelligent. So the material hierarchy is Indiani Parani Ahur. The sense object above is senses, above is mind, above is intelligent, above is soul. This is called material hierarchy. Krishna gives in third canto, third chapter. Mana indiyani parani ahur indiyeva paramano manastu para buddhi buddhistu paratat shah. But before that, he gives the material intelligence, the bhoga isharja prasartana. When I put myself the center of enjoyment, then the intelligence comes under mind, and that is material intelligence. Intelligence is still there, but it is dictated by mind, which is opposed to the hierarchy that Krishna gives. So when I follow Prabhupada's instruction, then intelligence gets above the mind. That is proper. That's the very subtle difference. If somebody is following Prabhupada, he is properly situated, that is spiritual intelligence. If somebody does not follow, doesn't want to do it, then it comes material intelligence. It's very subtle.
Okay, Pushkar Prabhu.
The intelligence would be out of order if it was...
In the very beginning, in the first chapter of the Gita, then you have Durbuddhir word is used for especially the party of Duryodhan. And Prabhupada explained many times that means that they have some very good intelligence, but it's misused. So Durbuddhir, that means bad intelligence.
Bad intelligence, Durbuddhir.
And so he is an illusion. And also during 75-6, when Prabhupada was going on walks, he would look around in the car and on the walk, and he would quote, especially one day he quoted, that's not recorded, he was just saying under his breath, he would quote this verse, I think from 9th chapter, Moga Asha Moga Karmano Moga Gyana Vichaita Sarakashima Asurim Chaiva Mohanim Prakatim Kritaha. That one, yeah. Moga Gyana, Moga Asha, all their desires are illusion, they're baffled. Moga Asha Moga Karmano, all their activities, Moga Gyana, all their intelligence is baffled because they're Rakshasha. They have the demoniac mentality, therefore no matter what they do, all these categories are covered, all illusion, illusion, illusion.
Thank you. Talking about Duryodhan,
Durbuddhir. What is Durbuddhir? I forget the whole verse. He's
yeah,
called Durbuddhir. So they have duskriti. They have kriti. They have merit. Like he was expert at so many things, but it's duskriti.
Mm-hmm.
It's all zero.
Bad. So you know the story of Duryodhan. Srila Prabhupada described that the enmity between the Kauravas and the Pandavas started at that point when Duryodhan, he went to the palace when they were having after the Rajasuya sacrifice. Everybody was together. Even Duryodhan took part in the, because everybody wanted to serve. Duryodhan was taking care of the treasury, I think. Huh? He was a cashier, treasurer. He was like the treasurer. He even served in the Rajasuya sacrifice. But then right after that, they were going to see the palace that Maya Danava had made for the Pandavas in, that was Indraprastha, was it? Indraprastha. And so it was this, the marble was so solid, but Duryodhan, he saw water first of all, and he raised his dhoti up or his cloth, because he thought it was water. But then he went further up. There was water, but he saw it as solid marble, and he fell inside. So at that point, everybody started laughing, especially Draupadi and the other ladies and so forth. And he didn't like that. And Krishna, at that point, Prabhupada said that Krishna, he was indifferent. He didn't say stop them from laughing or anything. He encouraged them. So Duryodhan looked at Krishna and saw. But Krishna didn't try to protect him, and at that point Prabhupada said that Krishna had a plan to destroy all these kings, and therefore he didn't try to protect Duryodhan or say anything to the ladies not to laugh or anything like that. It was interesting.
I'll make this real quick. In reference to what Ramiya said, I guess Ramiya left, he said first we have to have control to be able to surrender to Krishna or something along that, and it reminded me of what Krishna said. He very distinctly in the Gita, he tells us exactly why we don't surrender. He says when one is too much attached to sense gratification and material opulence and who's bewildered by those things, for that person, the resolute determination to surrender to the due devotional service does not take place. So it's very simple why we don't.
Yeah.
And what we need to do.
It's not, and it's not not just we don't surrender, but we, even if we get help from others, we can't surrender. Not even if we get help from others can we surrender. But that verse is a very good verse.
I think you're starting to paraphrase 7530, Adanta Gopir Vishitosato Vasa. Even if you get instructions from others, or there's rules that are passed, or even your guru tells you, still you're dragged by your unbridled senses too. Puna puna chavdi chan, the chewing the chew. So if you're, if our intelligence is out of order, we have to fix it on Krishna.
Okay, so we'll end there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.